Good afternoon. Clouds will mix with sunshine this afternoon across interior New York and New England, and this will allow temperatures to reach the lower in some mid-60s by the end of the day. A cold front that brought rain showers last night continues to track toward the eastern seaboard, and a dry high pressure is building in, at least temporarily. At this point, we turn our attention to the south and west as a low pressure center emerges in the Ohio Valley and rides up and along the front into our region. So tonight, clouds will thicken back up and rain will develop late at night and continue into the early morning hours. Temperatures will drop back into the 30s to around 40 degrees. Colder air will continue to flow in overnight, especially across northern New York and New England, where we will have a transition from rain over to wet snow by sunrise. We'll even see some wet snow showers to the valley floor along the I-90 corridor by the time we hit the early to mid-morning hours as precipitation departs to the north and east. So tomorrow we'll have leftover rain and snow showers, then increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in. It'll get rather windy with gusts over 30 miles per hour at times. And that wind out of the northwest will drive in even colder air, and temperatures will hold in the mid-40s for afternoon highs. On Sunday, skies will remain mostly cloudy for Easter, and with a ripple of low pressure along that same front, a few rain and snow showers are possible with highs in the lower 40s. In fact, a frontal system will stall out over us for the better part of next week, and as waves of low pressure ride up and along it, we'll have opportunities for scattered showers each day from Monday right on through Thursday. Plenty of dry weather, though, although skies will be mostly cloudy for this period, with temperatures generally in the 40s climbing up into the 50s by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, and northern Alabama. Southerly winds will maintain 60s dew points beneath cool profiles aloft, which will result in a large area of instability for severe storms. Low pressure is forecast to move northeastward from northern Arkansas and southern Missouri, across the Ohio River Valley, and into Pennsylvania by this evening. Shear profiles and forcing for ascent will be maximized near this low track, with supercells and perhaps a few tornadoes possible. The strength of the wind fields further suggests damaging winds are likely, and cool temperatures aloft will also favor hail. Flood watches are also out for this area, as some of the thunderstorms could produce rainfall amounts between 1 and 4 inches, resulting in flooding of low-lying or poor drainage areas, and ultimately dangerous flash flooding on smaller creeks and streams. Significant rises on larger streams and rivers will also be possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Graham, Coleman, Breckenridge, and Wichita Falls, all in Texas, to a low of 1 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the lower 60s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs near 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high, 79, set in 1981. And the record low, 16, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:23 p.m. 12 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight changing to snow by sunrise and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Cloudy with rain tonight, changing to snow by sunrise and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with rain tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight and lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning rain and wet snow, changing to just some rain showers with increasing sun in the afternoon. It'll be windy and turning colder in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with rain or snow showers on Easter Sunday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers both days, lower to mid-40s. On Wednesday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with a late-day shower in the mid-40s and a chance of rain Thursday with highs back into the 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.